It's Randy Miles on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. Mansa, I listen to you. And over the years, we've talked about recessions. We've talked about things that can affect our bottom line. And today we're going to talk about five things you can do to prepare for the coming recession.
Right. You know, preparation is important. You know, as they say, people don't plan to fail. What they do is fail to plan. So let's talk about, if there's an economic slowdown, what are five things that working families can do to prepare and put them in a better position to withstand a recession? First thing you can do is aggressively save money now. Cash is king during a recession, so you want to have as much of it on hand as possible. So now, before the recession starts, you should set up trying to increase your cash on hand. The next thing to do is to lay up 30 days worth of food for your household. You know, a loss of income can be softened by knowing how your family's going to eat. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this in the past. You know, you have a 3-day, 7-day, and then 30-day store of food just as a buffer to protect yourself and your family. We encourage you to go to moneysmartlife.org, read the blog post, and there's some links on there that'll help you develop strategies for laying up that food. Third thing you can do is start a profitable side hustle. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not talking about just any kind of job, but find one, a side hustle that's recession-proof, and deal with recession-resistant businesses and their employees. Once again, we encourage you to go to moneysmartlife.org. There's a link there to actually list what those recession-resistant businesses are, and you can think about it.
Absolutely.
The fourth thing you want to do is understand the difference between wants and needs, mm-hmm. and then spend accordingly. Everybody has needs. Everybody has wants. It's very subjective, but you need to start thinking about why you're spending money on needs and extra money on wants. For example, you may need transportation, but the kind of car you buy probably has more to do with what you want than what you need. Mm-hmm. So you need to take a look at that. And finally, the fifth thing to do is maximize your credit score. When a recession hits, as we say, cash is king, but great credit is queen. It's the next best thing, or in this world, the same thing. So you want to move your credit score on purpose, get it up, and take advantage. Because when the recession hits, there are a lot of credit-driven opportunities that people can take advantage of. So once again, there are five things. We know we tried to cover a lot, but go to moneysmartlife.org to read the blog post, get all the details, or go to our Facebook page, and you'll get the posting there as well.
You sure will. moneysmartlife.org. As always, thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.